Okay, thank you. I will call to order the Board of Directors meeting for the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District on March 5th, 2025 at 6 p.m. Can I please have a roll call?
Yes. Director Karen Ray Russell?
Here.
Director Cassidy?
Here.
Director Shirley Gibson?
Here.
Perfect. All right, we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. That was too close. Okay, thank you. So we will now go on to the agenda review. Do any of the board members have any changes they would like to make?
No, ma'am.
Can I have a motion to approve the agenda? Oh, do we do that? Do we do?
No,
no, we don't? Oh,
you
sorry.
You guys are weird.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
That's okay. You're weird too.
All right. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. Sorry, I'm in council mode. Okay. All right. So now we will move on to public comments on the items not appearing on the agenda. I will open up public comment. I will close public comment because we don't have a call in, right? Okay. I will close public comment. We'll now move on to the consent agenda. Does anybody have any questions on our consent agenda? Do we make a motion for that? Sounds good. I'll take a motion for that.
Madam Chair, I'll move that we approve items 5A and 5B as published.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Nope. Motion carries. We'll now move on to action item 6A, the 2019 and 2025 Sewer System Management Plan Update, Adoption, and Certification.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. The item before you is the adoption of the 2019 and 25 Sewer System Management Plan Updates and Recertification. And I'm going to talk for a minute and then turn it over to Michael Jones to cover some of the technical aspects of it. So the recommendation is that you adopt Resolution 2025-458 approving the 2019 SSMP and then adopt 2025-459 approving the 2025 Sewer System Management Plan. I'll continue. And then authorize the district's plant superintendent or designee to recertify the 2025 Sanitary Sewer System Management Plan with the State Water Resources Control Board. So the reason the 2019 is in front of us at this date is in 2019 we made no substantial changes to the document, and we did not bring that forward for board approval. And in discussions with the State Water Board, they've clarified that they want those adopted by their governing body, whether or not changes were made to those plans. So our 2019 plan was a carryover from the 2014 plan with no substantial changes. But in looking back for bookkeeping, we thought it was a best practice to go ahead and get that adopted. That is the document that we worked under for the past 5 years, or past 6 years, I should say. With that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Jones so he can talk a little bit about what's in the document and why we are required to craft these. Michael?
Okay. Good evening, ladies of the board. Michael Jones, plant superintendent. Just a little bit of background on the sewer system management plan. It's basically just how we manage our collection system. Basically, the State Water Resources Control Board sets guidelines or waste discharge requirements for managing and responding to sewer system overflows. And basically, you have 11 elements that you're supposed to, that are required in your SSMP. And basically, overall, it kind of describes how you respond to sewer system overflows, like having an overflow emergency response procedures, training for staff, management of SSMP, performing occasional audits, and basically those audits entail reviewing the SSMP and like any, if you had any previous SSOs, if you have had previous SSOs, How did you respond to those SSOs? Does your SSMP need to be updated to reflect any changes to help you better respond to SSOs? It also requires that we occasionally inspect our sewer system. And then every 6 years, part of the new order, every 6 years, we need to provide an update and bring that update to your board and get it adopted as we're doing today. So in the 6 years from today, August 2031, we'll come back to your board and provide an update. And I think that's all I have. I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
All right, thank you. I'll start with Director Ray Russom.
No, I asked my questions prior to the meeting with with District Administrator Gent, and I'm good to go.
Perfect. And then, and I'm actually going to, we're using this guy. Sorry. Okay. We're using the other mics. This one connects to
okay.
there. So sorry.
I've talked to Jeremy also, so I'm fine.
I also am fine. So perfect. So are you looking for us to approve these all as one or? I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. So I will now open up public comment for this item. See nobody come forward. I will close public comment. And are you looking for us to approve all three of these all at once? Can I have a motion for that?
Madam Chair, I'll move that we adopt Resolution 2025-458, approving the 2019 Sewer System Management Plan Update, and that we adopt Resolution 2025-459, approving the 2025 Sewer System Management Plan Update, and that we authorize the district's plant superintendent or his designee to recertify the 2025 Sanitary Sewer Management Plan with the State Water Resources Control Board.
Beautiful.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. So we will now move on to item 6B, and we'll start with the District Administrator Operations Report.
Good evening. Jeremy Gent, District Administrator, and I'm going to share some good news with the group. So the repair of the secondary clarifier number 2 has been completed. We have performed hydrostatic testing. It held water, passed that performance test, and it's currently, let's see, how many days into the 7-day test are we, Michael?
5?
Yeah, since Monday, Friday.
Friday,
yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to do math in my head, but so the next step was to complete a 7-day run period where the mechanical equipment is turning and running, and so we're 5 of the 7 days through that, and then after completion of that work, it'll be turned over to our staff, and Michael Jones will begin starting up the biology for the new plant, and it's a pretty big milestone. We're excited. This is what staff's been training and getting ready for the past 4 years. You know, at first it seems overwhelming. We definitely had some extra time to prepare, so I think everybody was able to get around and understand what was in front of us. And I'd say overall the staff's excited and more than up for the task as we move into the 45-day operational startup. Moving on, cogeneration project. We're still working with the Southland project team, completing that value analysis. I do have an outstanding email that I need to get back to for them so they can complete some of that work. And then the district met with Engie. Director Ray Russom had reached out. She had been contacted by another energy company that does biogas projects around the state, around the nation. And so we met with them, and we're working with them to see what sort of opportunities they can have similar to the Southland, since that one has kind of gone sideways on us. We're going to see if we can find other beneficial reuses of the digester gas we produce at the facility. Some miscellaneous items. We participated with county OES and other local agencies to prepare for the February 12th and 13th storm system, which ended up being nothing here in South County. A little bit up in Cambria, it got a little messy. But overall here, it was certainly not an issue for the treatment plant and not really much even going on here in the Five Cities area. Plant tours, we had a surprise visit from the U.S. Department of Agriculture on last Thursday. And they popped in. They had a new state director that had just been appointed, and they were just traveling around seeing some of the facilities that they were funding, and they wanted to see if we could show them around. And so luckily I was available and on site, and took them around for about an hour and showed them the work that we did with their assistance, and they seemed very pleased. And it seemed unofficial. The visit was, I think, was truly just them out with the new, with their new state director, just touring sites and seeing what's going on in the area. And with that completes my district administrator's report, and we'll pause there in case the board has any questions.
I do, I got a couple. First of all, Will, I watched you say that we were getting to that 7 days, and Michael's grin just got wider and wider, and we're all smiling. At what point are we going to, like, take a champagne bottle and hit the side of that thing and bring directors old and new and celebrate this?
That's a task that we still have a task item with MKN for a ribbon-cutting ceremony for this, and it's something we need to talk about again internally with the project team as we're wrapping this up. And we're just now talking about doing a project closeout walk where we walk the site, and that's when we'll start thinking about this. I've been reluctant just because it seems to never be coming. Absolutely, I would say within the next 2 weeks, those are going to our team meetings are going to start to transition into a portion of them are going to be talking about ribbon cutting, and we'll be working with your various schedules to make sure we can find a time that we can all come together and celebrate what we've all gone through over the past 5 years.
Fantastic. And my second question is, when we met with Engie, they mentioned that they were going to kind of do some math and do some envisioning and get back to us. Did they ever come back or give a timeline for that? Because I left that meeting early.
Right. So they have come back with some information, and we've shared some information with them. Do you know if there's a timeline, Michael, in what they've shared?
I don't believe so. Yeah, I don't know.
So at this point, we've shared information with them. They've requested some basic information about the facility so that they can answer these questions. But I'll have to dig back in and see if they've shared a time. They seem eager. I mean, I don't think they're trying to go slow or anything. But
sure.
Well,
maybe if I have that question, I can just do that myself. Since I had to excuse myself from the meeting a little bit early, I can say, hey,
what's the timeline?
Yeah, and that takes that off of your plate. So I'll take care of that.
Sounds good.
Board Member Gibson?
No.
Okay, all right. The only thing I have to say is just I'm coming into this at the very tail end, so I'm just grateful to be able to celebrate this with you. I agree. Everybody's smiling and happy about it, so I'm really excited for the completion of this, the clarifier and the project and everything. So we'll move on to plant operations report.
All right. Good evening, ladies of the board. Michael Jones, plant superintendent. Presenting the plant operations report for February 1st through February 28th. During this reporting period, the district may exceed its National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit. Staff are awaiting final results from our subcontracted lab for the last week of February. Once we receive those results, I'll provide an update to your board at our April meeting. Operations staff have made operational adjustments that have returned values back to within permit limitations. All of our other process values are within permit limitations. Some operations and maintenance tasks. AutoSys troubleshot and replaced our effluent flow meter milliamp signal splitter. We drained and cleaned our chlorine contact tank serpentine channels. We installed new hot water boiler air filter, installed new bolts on our fixed film reactor ventilation fan cover, cleaned out secondary chemical tank containment inspected and verified our manhole float monitor for proper operation, inspected and verified our storm drains for proper operation following our most recent storm event. We removed primary clarifier sludge pumps and installed a replacement pump. We continued plant preparation for redundancy project commissioning. We repaired the leak at our reclaimed water pumping station, performed lawn care and weed abatement throughout our facility, and we street swept the entire treatment facility grounds. Operation staff also completed a multitude of work orders. Some training staff participated in was training on laboratory ethics. Additionally, we staff performed demonstration of capabilities on multiple tube fermentation method of fecal coliform analysis. During this reporting period, we did have two call-outs, one on February 23rd and one on February 24th. Both were for power outages. Operation staff responded to both and ensured that the plant was operating normally under generator power. And then once power was restored at approximately, once power was restored, operation staff verified that the plant was back in normal operation. Moving on to some staff photos. In this first photo, we have senior operator Rick Jackman, along with operators Everardo Vargas, Mario De Leon, and Justin Music, removing our primary clarifier number one sludge pump. In this next photo, we have operator Justin Music installing the new primary clarifier number one sludge pump. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Director Ray Russell?
Again, I asked questions prior to the meeting, so I'm good. Thank
All
you.
Right. Director Gibson?
No.
No?
Thank
okay.
You.
And Mr. Jones, thank you very much for the clarifying email that you sent me. It's very helpful.
Thank you. All right. Well, moving on to board member communications. You want to start? Okay. Do you have anything, Director Gibson?
No.
Okay. I don't have anything either. Do I have to open up? Do I have to do any public comment or anything? No? Is that it? All right. Well, then we'll adjourn at 6:17 p.m. You were 2 minutes.